Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Black Belt Selling with Stephanie and Anna Scheller. I'm Anna.
And I'm Stephanie.
We are a mother-daughter team who are passionate about taking you to the next level to grow your income through sales training and coaching. On Black Belt Selling, we share content and we interview experts to help you kick through those obstacles that are keeping you from reaching the next level. You can learn more about us by joining our Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/Black Belt Selling. And we'll share that with you again at the end of the show. Now, today, we're going to be talking about 7 profitable ways to manage your time. And I love the idea of taking 7 ways to make more money. But it's usually, Stephanie, not what we think it is. It's usually different. I found this quote, and I just loved it because I think it actually encapsulates the whole idea of time management. And it says, the bad news is time flies, but the good news is you're the pilot. Now, that can be good news or bad news.
Again, it depends on if you actually know you're the pilot, and it depends on how well you want to fly your plane. You know, you can be a fighter pilot flying all over the skies doing loop-de-loops and twirls, making your passengers throw up, or you can decide you want to be the commercial jetliner, take a whole bunch of people with you, make a lot of money, and fly steady and true. But you have to make that decision. So I think, you know, the number one most important concept, we always try and break things into, you know, the 3 parts, the mindset, the technique, and taking action. And the number one most important thing to realize when it comes to time management is that it's all about mindset. It's all about how you think about and look at time. See, you have to make it clear in your head you are not a victim of time. Time management, the best quote I've ever heard is that time management is about choices. Either you choose to manage your time or you choose to let someone else manage it for you.
Ooh, that's a powerful thought. That is a powerful thought. And I think the main thing, you know, I'm going to reference yesterday the radio show I was on. Well, actually, it was a TV show where I was interviewed, and then Jack Canfield was interviewed after me. And Jack just put out a book about 30 days to quit drinking. And one of the keys that he said was that you have to believe in yourself. And I think a lot of times the reason we don't manage our time, we don't master our time, is we don't believe we can. We believe that we are not the master of our time. We believe somebody else is always telling us what to do. And the shift in mindset is absolutely critical in order, you know, for that to happen. And another thing that Jack said was that you change your belief through self-talk, which we tell people all the time. But, you know, you tell, what is a good mantra, Stephanie, that somebody could use? We're not even getting into the 7 profitable ways yet. Just a good tip, a good mantra for people.
A good mantra. You start telling yourself, I am a time management master. I am in control of my time. I choose my outcomes in life. I'm a time management master. I am in control of my time, and I choose my outcomes in life. You know, the idea of auto-suggestion was introduced by Napoleon Hill back in the 1930s. And he said that whatever you tell yourself often enough, over enough, sooner or later you will believe. If you're busy telling yourself that, oh, well, that doesn't work for my industry. They don't know what they're talking about. That doesn't, you have no idea. I'm at the beck and call of my customers. No, you're not. You're at the beck and call of your customers because you've decided to be at the beck and call of your customers. But I have news for you. The people who are hugely successful, their customers come to them. Yes, they take care of them. But you don't have to be at the beck and call of anybody. You choose to be in control of your time, or you choose to let someone else be in control of your time. And I can tell you guys what, I had all the arguments for this. up until, you know, later last year, I had all the arguments for why I could not control my time in my industry, in my business, why I had to be all over the place. That's just how it works. That was how I got results, blah, 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 blah. I get it. Totally do. I also have absolutely no sympathy for it because I know that it's just an excuse. Either you're in control of your time or you're choosing to let someone else control your time. So right now, before we even get into our, you know, seven profitable ways to control your time, make a decision right now. You're not going to accept those excuses anymore. They don't work. That's not okay. You are in control of your time, not somebody else.
Right, absolutely. And so what you have to do is you make time serve you. And so profitable tip number one related to this is you want to take 30 minutes at the beginning of every day or at the end of every day to plan your day. This is the first step in making time your servant and not you its slave. And it's really just the first step, right, Stephanie?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I mean, you have to, first of all, you have to commit to this time, though. You know, I do want to be really clear on that because I get people all the time who are like, oh, yeah, man, I keep meaning to. And before I know it, the day's half over. But you know what? I have a little notebook that I carry with me every day, all day. And whether or not I forget to do my little time management trick, my to-do list at the beginning of the day, and I don't even think about it till halfway through the day, I still will sit down, take 5-10 minutes, and create my list. Because you have to be committed to it. Now, I started taking my time at the end of the day, and it doesn't even take me a half hour at this point. I've been doing it often enough over, and it's a habit. It takes 5 minutes to write out everything I need to do, think through what's important to cover, what do I have to take care of. It's easy peasy lemon squeezy now.
Well, you know, those folks that are listening who that it's not, what you can do is so that you're not spending too much time planning your day, because absolutely you're not going to get everything done you probably think you need to do anyway. Just set a timer. 30 minutes is all you need. And before you know it, you'll be like Stephanie and it'll be a breeze to sit down and write down for 30 minutes or plan your day for 30 minutes. Now, we promised to share with people the one thing they can do to find out how they're really spending their time. And before we get into that, I want to let people know we are going to be talking about how you manage interruptions. So you know, want to stay and listen to the whole show today, because I think the biggest trouble people have is managing those interruptions, right? Because they happen. That's life. So we're going to talk about that a little later in the show. But right now, I want everybody to think about a diet. You know, everybody's tried to lose weight. We've all started, and then we go for 3 days, and then something happens, and we don't follow through. But the most successful people they have found who are successful losing weight are people who will not only weigh themselves, but also keep a food diary. So they write down everything that goes into their mouth. Well, if you want to get a handle on your time, Steph, you need to do a time diary as well. Have you ever done one of those?
You know, actually, now that I think about it, I've never done a time diary, but I have any one of my coaching clients that has trouble with managing their time, the first thing that I have them sit down and do is keep a time diary. What are you doing each step of the day, throughout the day? If you can track it, you can improve it. It's always the first step. If you're struggling with something, first step is to track it. If you can track it, you can improve it. Why don't you share a little bit about what that time diary should look like for people, Mom?
Well, I was actually challenged to do this. And when I'm struggling with appointments and scheduling and the whole nine yards, I go back to this to help me get a handle on where I'm spending my time. But the way you do it is you look at your time in 15-minute increments. So every lawyer will bill you by 15-minute increments. And you need to look at yourself as a high-paid professional and how you would bill people according to the time you spend. So 15 minutes, you look at how you're spending 15 minutes. Now, that doesn't mean every 15 minutes you're writing something down. If you're busy and you're working on a specific project and it takes you an hour and a half, then in a notebook, you write down whatever the activity was and that you spent an hour and a half. Then what you do this throughout the day for 7 days. Then at the end of the week, you have to take some time. You have to schedule it, but you have to take time to look at that diary to see how you've actually spent that time. Were you spending 30 minutes on a coffee break? Were you spending an hour watching TV or surfing the web? You know, these are things that it's not to shame people. It's to help you become conscious of what you're doing, how you're spending time, and where you need to adjust your schedule so that you get more accomplished. Because, well, we'll get more into that later, but just knowing how you're spending your time, you will become more conscious, because you probably don't realize how much time you're wasting on the internet. You're probably not aware of how much time you're wasting watching TV. And it's not that those things are bad. You just have to know where you're spending your time, like a person on a diet needs to know what they're eating so they can make better choices. This is all about empowerment of choices.
Mm-hmm.
So now let's move on to, we're going to talk a little bit, we're going to spend the bulk of our time, I think, talking about managing interruptions, because that's probably the place where people have the most struggle.
Mm-hmm.
What is it about interruptions, Stephanie, that just really... really rubs us the wrong way?
Well, most interruptions end up being, you know, oh, it's an emergency, oh, it's an emergency, oh, it's an emergency. It makes you feel, well, it makes you feel out of control. It makes you feel like a victim. It makes you feel like you have no control. And this is where some of you guys who started to get a little irritated when I said I have no sympathy for that, this is what you guys are dealing with. You're dealing with interruption after interruption. Now, you're not going to be any happier with me for telling you you're choosing to let those interruptions ruin your day. But the truth of the matter is, you're choosing to let the interruptions ruin your day. Interruptions do make us feel victimized. But whether or not you let that impact your day and your results is up to you.
You know, again, it's mindset. It is mindset.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about that after the break a little bit more. But one of the things that can help us manage interruptions is that when we're sitting down and writing our to-do list, so we're going back to profitable way number one. When we're sitting down and making our list of things that needs to be done, we really need to look at what is the most important thing we can do. What is the most important thing we can do? And you have to really prioritize what's important. If a deadline's coming up, then you look at that deadline and you see what you have to do to meet the deadline, and you make those activities your priority. Because the fact of the matter is, a lot of interruptions are not the emergencies that other people think they are. And if you are focused on what's really important to get done that day, if you do need to take care of something else, you can make sure that you're going back to that very important activity that needs to be accomplished in order for you to move that very important project forward.
Yeah.
So
you know,
prioritizing. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I want to share. I always have my people prioritize things three ways. The first thing is the things that have to be done. No arguments. This is due, end of day, has to be done. The next one is the number twos, and these are the things that it would be really great if this could get done. Like, it really should be done. would be great if we could get it done today. That would put us ahead of the ball game. That'd be great. Number threes are the things that, that would be great. That really should get done. But, you know, if it doesn't get done today, it's okay. It's not that big a deal. So has to be done, should be done, would be great if it got done. Now, here's the thing. This is going to start to sound like a technique out there that a lot of people like called the running to-do list. This is not a running to-do list, right? A running to-do list is where you take all the things that you didn't get done today, and you add them to the list for tomorrow, and you add them to the list for tomorrow. I don't like running to-do lists because they make you feel like you never got anything done. So
yeah.
If you get to the end of the day and you didn't get it done, cool, no big deal. Clean slate tomorrow. You don't get to pull them over. You don't get to, like, I had one lady who would just keep her list going down the side of the page. And so she would have, you know, she literally never threw her list away. Now, sometimes you are going to have an event that, right, it would have been nice to get done, but it didn't get done, so now it has to be done tomorrow. That can carry over, but just new slate sheet of paper. It's a new page. It's a fresh start. You don't get to do a running to-do list and just end up with an endless list. It makes you feel discouraged. It makes you feel like you never got anything done.
Right. Yeah, that's, I agree. I totally agree.
Yeah. This is a hot topic for me, but we've got a couple of awesome things coming up. We're about halfway through the show now. We've got some cool stuff happening this month, right?
Oh my gosh, it's so wild. I'm so excited.
So, first things first, I have a book coming out at the end of the month called Getting Past the Gatekeeper. So excited. It's going to be a short book. I'm going to do a free weekend launch. Last weekend of March, this book will be available for free on Amazon. It's going to be a paid book. This is not a free book forever. You don't get to wait and say, oh, I'll get it later. But keep your ears peeled. I have mastered getting past the gatekeeper. The gatekeeper has killed more deals than anything in sales ever. I've mastered getting past them, and I want to give you the ability to do the same. It's a short read. It's exciting. It's going to help you overcome some of your biggest obstacles to get past. Now, Mom, don't you have a book launching too?
I do. My book launches next week. And so there's going to be a lot of activity around the book launch. The book launch, my book is also a short book, and it covers topics like overcoming your biggest obstacle to closing more sales, how to become more confident, why you're not making sales. And here's the thing, at the end of the book, there are questions and next steps that you can take to make sure that you are implementing the strategies suggested in the book. And so also a bibliography of good books to read, like Friend Power.
I have no complaints about promoting Friend Power.
So anyway, just stay tuned. Next week we'll be... Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
I was just going to say, so one of the big traits we teach people is that as black belts, you are always learning. You will never be done learning. And so what our goal here, part of our mission, is to give you the ability to be learning, to learn in a big way. So we're providing you with books. And I think, Mom, are you doing a free weekend launch as well?
I can.
Sorry, kind of roped you in there, that one. But we want you guys to have content. You have content. So you may do, you know what, here's what we'll do. If you are live on the call next Friday, I will buy you a copy of the book. I'll tell you exactly how to do that. You have to be live on Black Belt Selling next Friday, and I personally will buy you a copy of this book. Short read, get you information you need to close more sales, get you the to-do list, the next steps. We want you guys to learn. We want you to be in an always learning state to grow and improve your business. It's why we bring these books to you. It's why we bring this radio show to you. So next
Absolutely.
Week, make sure you're on live.
Oh, thank you, Stephanie. I'm excited. But I want to get back to time, the seven profitable ways, because we've only given them three. We have four more to go, and we are down to 10 minutes. So let's fire these off. So we're still talking about how to manage interruptions. And profitable way number four, get this, guys, schedule time for interruptions. We know they're going to happen. You know, I've started to do that, and it really helps me to relax. So when things come up, I go, okay, I've planned 2 hours of my day just to deal with things that I didn't anticipate. That's all there is to it. It helps you to feel in control because you are now in control. You know how much time you're going to spend on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's a fabulous way to stay in control because you know, look, this can happen. It's okay. You know, one of the biggest problems with interruptions is you start to get flustered, and then you're not effective. So now you're not accomplishing anything. So
exactly,
planning time for these interruptions to crop up is vital because now you're sitting there going, okay, this is here, but I've planned for it. It's not a big deal. Now, here's the cool part. Remember those number threes on your to-do list, the things that would be nice to get done, but if they don't, it's no big deal? Let's say you go a whole day without any interruptions. Now you've got time to do those number threes. How cool is that?
That is way cool. Well, you know, now we've dealt with interruptions, but we need to get focused back on our revenue-producing activities, and we need to be consistent in tackling those. So profitable way number five is do the worst first. What is it Brian Tracy says? Eat that frog.
Eat that frog. Yeah.
Eat that frog. It's so important that you tackle the things that are distasteful first because then you have something to reward yourself with later in the day when you've gotten the things that you don't enjoy done. And here's the thing, Stephanie, about sales masters. Sales masters are only different, not because they enjoy doing the things that you don't enjoy. It's because they do the things they don't enjoy anyway, and they do them first.
Yeah, so you know, if you guys have ever noticed, you have a little bit more energy at the beginning of the day than you do at the end of the day. And so when you take time and say, you know what, I'm going to get this done now, get it out of the way. Just get this done with, get it over with, so that I can focus on the things I like to do. So you can end the day strong. So if you do the things you don't want to do out of the way while you've got energy, you're going to build momentum. So by the time you get to the end of the day, you're flying. Like all you can think about is, oh my gosh, this is going to be awesome. So eat that frog. Do the worst first. Now I know we're running out of time rapidly. So let's talk about profitable way number six. What is profitable way number six?
Well, it gets down to scheduling again, and that is schedule blocks of time to devote to important projects. Now, this does require planning, and I want to recommend that people do what I call a lockdown. A lockdown is where you block out 2 to 3 hours and devote specifically to that big project. Put a do not disturb sign on your door. Get yourself some coffee, whatever it is you need to drink. And also, you know, get yourself a little bit of snack, something to hold you through because you want to really be focused right on top of that project. And you will be surprised how much you can accomplish. And we don't have a lot of time to discuss that, but what you can do is you can contact us through the Black Belt Selling Facebook group, and I have a free report on how to do a lockdown effectively. How to do a lockdown effectively. Powerful, powerful tool.
It is. And, you know, one of just real quick ideas for you guys, definitely reach out through the group, facebook.com/groups/blackbeltselling. Get that. But one of the big keys is you have to have time, right? She said schedule time. You have to plan when are you starting, when are you stopping. If you don't have a scheduled start, you don't have a scheduled stop, it'll just run itself over. And then you'll take on other things because it's not that big a deal. So I tell people all the time, you know, when I have someone who doesn't want to make calls, I say, okay, you've got 15 minutes to make 5 calls. And we'll sit there, and they do their best to get through 15, 5 calls in 15 minutes. And you know what? Mm-hmm. After the 15 minutes are up, I tell them, your calling time is over for the day. You're done. You don't get to make more outbound calls now. And I take it away from them. And it's funny, when you know you've only got 15 minutes to get this done, you fly through it.
Exactly.
You've got to get it done. You don't have
right.
an option. So profitable way number 7. I know we're down to 5 minutes. Good Lord. Profitable way number 7. It always does. I want you guys to start thinking about, take time at the end of the day to recount your successes. Be grateful. Rest. You know, you can only go so fast and so far for so long before you are going to kill yourself. Take time for yourself. We are the first thing to sacrifice. When we start getting busy, we start having other things to do, we are the first thing we sacrifice. Our own time. You have to take time to think about what you did well. Congratulate yourself. We cheer kids on for going to the bathroom, for Pete's sake, right? Trying to teach the kid how to go to the bathroom, and we cheer them on for going to the bathroom. Do it for yourself. You know what? I ate that frog today. Good job, Stephanie. Wow, I'm really proud of myself. Take time. I was listening to a book just a minute, you know, before I was driving earlier this morning, and he said, it's funny to me, it's a sales book, he goes, it's funny to me how people will congratulate a sales rep for closing a sale. He goes, but they never bother asking, how many seeds did you plant today? He goes, I would rather congratulate a sales rep for planting seeds than I would for closing a sale, because I know if they're mm-hmm. planting seeds, they'll close sales down the road. So take time.
Exactly.
Think about your little successes. What are the little things that make a difference for you?
And this may seem unprofitable time, but the fact of the matter is you're recharging. You are building energy and confidence. And these are important things that you need so that when you go back in the fray the next day, when you're back out there with your clients, you have the energy, the focus, and the enthusiasm to be with your client, because you know you are going to have time for yourself. It's such a powerful and important concept, and I really hope that all of our listening audience, would really grasp this. And it can be hard to do, no doubt about it, but it's something I'm working into my life. I know it's something Stephanie's good about making happen in her life, and we want it to happen in your life, because this whole show today was about how you can become more profitable. And the way you do that is how you manage your time. It's so important.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got an analogy. I'll post it in the Facebook group tonight that'll help you guys realize the value of this last step. I guarantee, guys, you will go faster. You will go further. I'll create a graphic and I'll post it in the Facebook group tonight, because it's a really cool analogy, and we're pretty much out of time for me to give it to you guys. So I want to encourage you guys, go over, if you're listening either live or on the recording, join us on the Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/blackbeltselling. Get in there. We post great stuff all the time, blog posts, articles, graphics, inspiring information. We post techniques. We post mindset. This is where you need to be. You have got to be here. Be in the group. Join the group. Watch the group. You're going to get links to free stuff all the time in there. Ask for that handout about how to plan a sit-down session. Check us out. We love working with you guys. We love hearing your stories. In the meantime, I think we are out of time here. So I'm Stephanie, here for Anna. Watch for our book launch next week, Anna's first book. We are going to make this thing go viral. I'm so excited to help you guys take over and address the challenges that are making problems for you in your sales. From now, I'm Stephanie, here for Anna. We are the Black Belt Sellers of Southwest and Central Texas. Get out there and make it a great Friday.